Sophie Moss is the Director of Education and Community Engagement for the Albany Symphony. Sophie joins us right now to share with the symphony and what's happening this summer.
Thanks for having me.
For those of us who are listening, I know that there was some activities with the American Music Festival last week, and now this following week, why don't you tell us a bit about what you've got happening?
Sure. Well, I should probably first say that the Albany Symphony's mission is really to celebrate our living musical heritage. And so by that, we really focus on community engagement and connecting with our community here in the Capital Region, but also the work of living American composers and artists. So bringing new music and our community together. And our American Music Festival is really the biggest space in our season where we do that. It's a multi-day, multi-week celebration of wall-to-wall new music. We have a full orchestra concert. We have a concert of our new music ensemble, Dogs of Desire, which is really a cool rock, jazz, classical fusion group. We've got composer training workshops and all sorts of great stuff. And we just went through last week the majority of those paid events up at RPI at MPAC and doing some events also down in Monument Square and in downtown Troy. This upcoming week, we have four free community concerts in Albany, Schenectady, Saratoga, and Hudson, which are all featuring work that we did on the festival last week.
So I understand that this year's musical curation actually has an activist theme. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. The theme of our festival this year is called Sing Out New York. And we were fortunate to receive funding from the New York State Regional Economic Development Councils to celebrate with us these two seminal anniversaries in New York State's civil rights history, the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote, which is coming up nationally in 2020. But of course, New York did it first, a couple of years ago. And then also the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising, a seminal point in gay rights history. And so we were thinking about New York State's role in both of these events and thought this would be really a monumental thing to celebrate and to create new music and new works that are all on these themes. And so we have different pieces on our events. One is all about the life of Frederick Douglass. One is all about the works of Sojourner Truth and her Ain't I a Woman speech, other suffragists and other members of the LGBTQ community. And it's really a wonderful way to celebrate New York State's place in that history.
So what are some of the most, how many years has this been going on?
The American Music Festival itself has been going on for, probably about 20 years.
Wow, wonderful.
And has been growing steadily. And I would say in the past maybe 5 years, we've really taken a look at how to create a more thematic festival so that it's not just, but in addition to it being really focused on new American music, that music having a theme and having a resonance with our community and having these great collaborations. And so this year, I mentioned the work all about Frederick Douglass, which composer Andre Myers came and did with us. He worked with the Albany High School Chamber Choir on this piece and two spoken word rappers on that piece to create this really beautiful work that takes Frederick Douglass's story and contemporizes it, for the modern day. And it's really beautiful, and we're going to be doing it again this Friday at our concert at Jennings Landing in Albany. And then those other concerts, they're all June 6, 7, 8, and 9. Each of them will feature one of these new works that features a community collaboration like that. And so this is sort of a more recent thing that we've really looked towards is how do we create that link and help to use art to express and highlight issues of social importance here in our community.
So this weekend, the Sanctuary is kicking off its own suffragette-inspired music series, while also celebrating, activist history. And as this little sheet says, through the creative voices of women and gender nonconforming artists. So what do you see as sort of the connection between music and art and social change?
Well, first of all, I really want to commend the Sanctuary for the great work that you're doing on this theme. It's really quite impressive, and we're excited. The Albany Symphony is excited to see it. You know, I think that art and social change go hand in hand. I mean, you look throughout history, right, at all these movements throughout time and space, and there's always the artists have something to comment on everything that's going on. Even when they were suppressed or censored, artists still find a way to talk about their experiences and talk about what's happening, either in celebration or in protest or in all these things. And I think also when you look at the texts of the suffragists during this time, in their own right, these are really beautiful pieces of written art. And so I think for us, I think, of course, there is always a value for art for art's sake, but I think we also feel that there is a great resonance through history of work that is created as a response to some social issue or some question that I think people can come together and think about. And I think for us, it's about unifying people and helping all of our community to come together in a shared experience, no matter what your personal opinion might be on any given issue, sort of coming together to think about these issues together.
Now, I'll be honest. When I think of symphony music, I don't normally think of social unrest or activism. But are there some examples of, you know, pieces that, you know, were, you know, written for a symphony that particularly did reflect some of those social unrest?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's many pieces throughout history. One piece that comes to mind is the work of Shostakovich. This is just because I'm a big Shostakovich fan. So it's nothing to do with the Albany Symphony. But, you know, Shostakovich was a person who was really oppressed in the way that he was able to write. And his Fifth Symphony, which is one of my favorite works, if you listen to it, it incorporates these songs that were suppressed, these folk songs from his culture that were suppressed by the government at that time. And he was constantly in and out of favor. He was constantly sort of figuring out the best way to create music that would appeal to his government at that time. And I think you can look throughout history at many of these works, and even if they don't have an overt social context, I think they're reflective of whatever that composer was going through in their personal life and also in their political life or in their public life. And very often they reflect that musically, just as visual art might represent something motivically, which may just look like a splash of paint, but actually it may have this other intention or resonance. So I think throughout history that's been happening. And I think also if you look at the folk traditions and other musical traditions, maybe not symphonic music, there's been throughout history these other very strong musical traditions that are associated with sort of social activism. And for us, the symphony is really interested in how to incorporate and marry other musical traditions into the symphony and also vice versa. And so I think not only are we looking at the classical traditions that exist, but we're also looking at how are we able to bring in new musical traditions that may have these themes as well.
So are you already thinking about next year's festival? What's what are you going to, anything well, you could tell us about that?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, we are thinking about it a little bit. I'll just say that before we get there, next season, we're carrying through this theme about suffrage, our whole 1920 season, which starts in October and goes through the end of the year, is called Phenomenal Women, and we're really celebrating women, again, carrying through the women's suffrage anniversary. And so we're featuring on virtually every concert works by women composers and women artists, and we're very excited about that. We think it's something that should be going on regardless of what anniversary it is, but we're very excited to be celebrating this milestone anniversary. And we were just nominated. There's a project called the Composer Diversity Project, and we were just given recognition for the number one orchestra in the nation to feature the highest proportion of women composers on our season, given the number of concerts that we do, which is really a remarkable acknowledgement, and we're very fortunate. So I don't want to give too much away about the festival next year, but I will just say that we are continuing with thinking about what types of social issues will be important and other anniversaries in New York State.
So you only have about a minute and a half left. So I had sort of a two-part question. So since we have in some hip-hop artists Saturday here at the Sanctuary, do you do any hip-hop at the symphony? And second, what are some other interesting activities that the community engagement division gets involved with?
Sure. Well, I mentioned the piece by Andre Myers that we're doing on Friday, June 7th at Jennings Landing in Albany. That piece will feature two spoken word rappers on that program who are going to be rapping about Frederick Douglass's life and legacy. So we've recently started to do some collaborations with hip hop and with rap. It's not something that we have done a whole lot, but it's something that we're very interested in continuing with. I think, as I mentioned, with lots of other types of musical traditions too, and learning from that, I think, is important to us. And as far as other community engagement opportunities and activities, you know, we have a pretty big in-school education program. So we bring our musicians into, actually, we serve all 5 public schools in Troy and all 12 in Albany, elementary schools through our program. We do a composer workshop program for young people. We do other free events year-round. And, you know, the best way to find out more about what we do is to go to our website, which is albanysymphony.com, and you'll learn more about all the information there.
Well, thanks so much. That was Sophie Moss, Director of Education and Community Engagement for the Albany Symphony. You can keep up with what's new with the symphony by visiting albanysymphony.com. Sophie, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.